Welcome to The Human Experience, Perspectives in Anthropology. I'm Anton Daughters. Most people would say that the primary responsibility for the feeding and care of a newborn lies with its mother and father, but not everyone. Among the Efe of Africa, a different infant care practice exists. The Efe are a short-statured people, sometimes called pygmies, who live a hunter-gatherer lifestyle in the Ituri forest of Zaire. The Efe live in small camps, moving every 4 to 6 weeks to gather food. Efe life consists of constant social interaction, and individuals must be socially skilled to avoid conflict. When an Efe woman is about to give birth, the women of the village gather to observe while a few act as midwives. When the baby is born, the newborn is not held by the mother, as it is believed that harm will come to the infant if held by her during the first hours after birth. The infant is suckled by the women of the village, whether or not they are lactating. After a few hours, the infant is returned to the mother, where he or she receives nearly constant care by her and other women. After 4 or 5 days, the mother returns to her tasks in the camp, receiving considerable help with child care from others in the village. Infants may be transferred from one person to another as many as 7 times an hour, and one child may have as many as 24 caretakers per day. Anthropologists believe that Efe caretaking has many benefits. Children are exposed to more environmental stimuli and have vast social experience that allows for smooth cooperation among group members when they're adults. The Human Experience is made possible by a grant from the New Mexico Endowment for the Humanities.